Welcome to our tutorial on writing cinematic intros in Ableton Live, specifically tailored for drum and bass production. In today's lesson, we're going to explore how to set the stage for your music, creating that all-important anticipation and emotional connection with your listeners. We'll focus on using stock devices creatively, structuring your arrangement, and applying effective sound design techniques. Get ready to dive in. When we finish, you'll have crafted a dramatic cinematic intro featuring ambient pads, pulsing sub-bass, ethereal effects, and percussive accents. And let's not forget we'll transition smoothly into the main body of the track. This is all about building tension and setting the mood before those heavy beats drop. First things first, let's set up your project. Open up Ableton Live and create a new project. Remember to set your project tempo to around 170 BPM. This is a common speed for DNB and perfect for the vibe we're aiming for. Now, let's create an ambient pad. Create a new MIDI track. You can do this easily by pressing CMD plus Shift plus T on a Mac or Control plus Shift plus T on Windows. Load up either operator, Ableton's FM synth, or analog. Choose a soft pad sound preset or create one yourself. You want oscillator 1 set to a sine wave and keep the filter cutoff low. To give it that lush feel, add some reverb. Set the dry slash wet around 40%. And use a slow attack and release time for a smooth fade in and fade out. Next, let's layer with some atmospheric sounds. Create another MIDI track for this. Load up sampler or impulse, and find some haunting sound effects. Think nature sounds or distant voices. This is where you bring in the depth. Add modulation with auto filter to create some movement, and automate that filter over the first few bars, gradually introducing these atmospheric elements as your intro unfolds. Alright, it's time to introduce some sub-bass. Create a new MIDI track and load up analog again, this time with a simple sine wave sound. Let's make a long MIDI note, blasting about 8 bars, hitting that low C1 note. To warm this up, insert a saturator but keep those settings subtle. Apply a low-pass filter using auto-filter, cutting off around 100 HE. Don't forget to automate it lightly, allowing that bass to creep in over the intro. We want it to build, bringing the listener closer to what's to come. Now for the fun part. Adding some percussive elements. Create a drum rock and load up some classic DNB snare and kick samples. For the intro, keep it simple with a sparse kick pattern. You might also want to incorporate a snare roll using 1/16 notes to build up tension. An echo effect on your snare hits adds some spatial depth, really bringing those hits to life. Next, let's talk about transitioning effects. You can use a white noise generator via Sampler to create impactful moments. Adding an auto pan effect here can really crank up that intensity. For the last bar, set up a ping pong delay, which will create that perfect build-up tension leading into your drop. As we wrap things up, let's talk about the arrangement of your intro. You'll want to structure it in 8 bars. Focus on bars 1 to 4 for your ambient pad and atmospheric elements. Bars 5 and 6 will bring in that delicious sub-bass, and in bars 7 and 8, layer in your percussion and effects. Make use of scene launch for a seamless transition into your main track. Gradually ramp up the volume for a smoother flow. Now, let's cover some common mistakes you might want to look out for. Don't overcrowd your mix. Keep ambient elements minimal to allow the bass to really shine through. Also, pay attention to dynamics. Include some volume automation to maintain interest throughout the intro. Lastly, avoid static sounds by adding modulation to your pads and effects to keep everything feeling alive and dynamic. For you DNB enthusiasts looking for some extra flair, consider adding dissonant chords for a darker vibe. Use field recordings to immerse your listeners in a specific environment, and don't shy away from experimenting with time stretching to give your sounds character and unpredictability. Before we wrap up, here's a mini practice exercise for you. Try to create a 4-bar cinematic intro using at least 3 different atmospheric layers. Employ pitch modulation to make one layer stand out dynamically, and create a reverse reverb effect on your snares to enhance that tension. Record automation on the master channel for a crescendo effect leading up to your main drop. To recap, today we covered how to craft an engaging cinematic intro in Ableton Live specifically for drum and bass. We've explored ambient pads, atmospheric sounds, and transitional effects to build that anticipation. Always remember to create space in your mix and add depth with effects. Now you've got the knowledge, so let's get creating. Happy producing!